Hello.
Hey, yes, this is Jessica.
It is.
Hey, yes, my name is Kevon, calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. I was calling in regards of your request for service. Just calling to clear up a few things. For security reasons, can I get you to verify your address?
1705 East Airport, Panama City, 4401.
All right, and you were calling about the 2005 Chevy Impala, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the reason for your breakdown? Like, what is the car doing?
It lost that pump. So it said something about service battery. And every time I get a drop off or try to pull off, it just cuts right off.
Okay. And when was the last time you received service for your vehicle?
About 2 weeks ago, because I was staying in and out of town.
Okay, well, it says here that you call for a that you're above your service limit, which means that you're only covered for one service every 72 hours, and you recently used the service.
That wasn't my fault. I even called some people back. I gave the lady, her name was Miss Tanya. I altered the number and I told her my battery was going dead, that it was going dead, that I had altered the number because somebody was there waiting on me. And she said, okay. I gave her the location, and then I ended up calling the discount towing, and they told me they had went to the Piggly Wiggly, that the lady gave them the Piggly Wiggly address, and that's what I was not at.
Okay. All right, 1 second. 1 second. Okay, so discount didn't come out and service to service a vehicle.
No, they didn't. My vehicle was still parked in the parking lot.
All right. Okay, and did you contact discount already? Did they say that they were on their way still, or they didn't say
No,
anything?
they told me they canceled it out, and I'm like, my insurance policy, they called you guys. They said that they called me 4 times, but I had gave the operator lady, her name was Tanya, a different phone number because I told her my phone was going dead. I had sat there until 10 o'clock waiting, and then that's when I decided to call Discount Towing, like, what's going on. And then that's when they said they went in the Piggly Wiggly parking lot, and I never gave that address for them to go over there. I never gave that lady the address of that. I gave her the direct address because we Googled it, and I told her I was on a 15th Street if by a dollar store in a wooden floor across the street, diagonal from, Burger King. But I was telling her what I see on the left hand side, and it was a floor place, floor tile place, or something like that.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get in contact with another service provider for you then. And once I do secure their ETA time and their number, you'll receive it through text message as well.
Okay, because they had to bring me home, but it's still parked in that parking lot across the street. It's like still in the same exact place.
Is it at 1326 15th Street?
Well, yes, West 15th Street. It's in that parking lot.
And it's still needing to go to 613 Flight Avenue?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you wanted the flatbed tow, correct? Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. And what were you saying was wrong with it again? What was it doing? Because it says that you don't.
When I was coming home today, it said something about battery or something, and then I was on 15th Street, and it was just starting to cut off, so I swerved in that parking lot, you know, to see what was wrong with it, and I tried to, you know, it's a brand new battery, so I really don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, like I was saying, I'm going to go ahead and release this line and get in contact with the service provider for you, all right?
Okay. And they can contact me on this line. I got it on a charger just in case.
All right.
It's not dying in, so they can call me and I can let them know.
All right. I'll let them know. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. You have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too.